tuned for Lialogos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Lialogos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now. That was Nikos Papazoglou starting us off today with Hydrochos here on the Alagos Radio, the global Greek radio program, which airs on 20 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today on the Alagos Radio, we will feature, as part of the Alagos interview series, an interview with Despina Kreatsoulas, co-founder of the Politismos Museum, which is a newly established online museum of Greek history and culture. Despina will speak to us about the idea behind establishing an online museum, its content and exhibits, any future plans for the museum. Our interview will then be followed up by our Commentary of the Week segment, plus some great Greek music. Coming up now, though, is this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series and our interview with Despina Kreatsoulas of the Politismos Museum here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is Despina Kreatsoulas, co-founder of the Politismos Museum, a recently launched online museum of Greek history and culture. Despina will speak to us about the museum, the idea behind it, its mission, and its exhibits. Despina, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. We're happy to be here with you today.
To get us started, share with us some words about how the idea for an online museum of Greek history and culture came about and how the Politismos Museum was founded.
So our hope is to one day have a physical museum in Sacramento, California. And as we were looking at how we do this, I was actually doing some research for another project and was doing some research at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, which is a phenomenal museum. And I think what's most impressive is the thousands of people who walk through their doors on a daily basis, but the millions of people that they're able to reach through their online exhibits. And we thought this could potentially be a really great way to get the information out there, to build an audience, and to start sharing stories, and to start building, a profile for ourselves. And so we thought this would be the ideal way to get started and to build a presence and move forward.
Besides the obvious difference of not having a physical presence, at the moment at least, how does an online museum differ from a conventional museum?
Well, I think actually we have a few more opportunities available to us in being creative, in that if we were a physical museum, the challenge is always having a wide variety of artifacts. So by being online, we can have images that reflect the stories, the history, and that type of thing. For instance, exhibits that have to do with antiquities. It would be a little difficult getting some antiquities into the States, of course, so we're able to use images. It also allows us to get a little creative and explore some greater things, literature, contemporary art, so we're able to expand what we're doing.
So to expand on that, do the exhibits of the Politismos Museum focus exclusively on historical material and artifacts, or is there also a place for exhibits on contemporary Greece?
We're actually doing a little bit of everything. It's history, culture. We're trying to look at the various aspects of Greece, and that would be, as I said, history, culture, music, and so we're able to do a little bit of everything.
Tell us about some of the exhibits that are currently featured online as part of the Politismos Museum.
So we launched on October 28th, and of course we would have to do something for the 75th commemoration of Oiki Day. So we have an exhibit that looks at the early days of the Greco-Italian War. Then we have another exhibit which looks at the Greek-American response, and that was the organization of the Greek War Relief Association, which raised tens of millions of dollars and sent relief to Greece. We have another exhibit called Crisis is a Greek Word, which was done here in Athens by Susuris. It was shown in Athens, I think it was Bulgaria, and also somewhere in Turkey. And it was a group of graphic designers who came together to show the creativity that also comes out of crisis. We have another exhibit called Lupimatis, Wolves of the Sea, which was done by a gentleman in Austria who came and saw the fishermen of Baros and was fascinated by their story and wanted to do something to document their lives and what they do because that tradition is slowly dying out. And we also have an exhibit by Dr. George Cordes, who is an iconographer and an artist, and he painted his images as influenced by the works of Nikos Angonopoulos, the contemporary poet.
And from what I understand, there is a special section for children as well in the museum.
Yes. So what we're doing is we are creating short stories and short exhibits for children. It's a great tool for children who are learning a second language, be it Greek-American children learning Greek, or students here that are learning English, and we're working with some of the Greek schools to encourage them to use it as a tool in the homes and in the classes.
In addition to the online exhibits, the Politismos Museum features an e-magazine as well. Share with us a few words about this magazine.
So the magazine is really an opportunity for young professionals here in Greece to share the secrets of Greece, really. We have a great team here who write on places to visit, museums, exhibits, theater productions, gastronomy, movements in health and that type of thing. It's really an insider's look into Greece. And so we want to take it a little bit beyond just history and culture. We want to expose people to what's happening here as well.
What are some of the future plans of the Politismos Museum in terms of exhibits that will be featured?
So we have a special exhibit that will open on March 25th, of course, in recognition of Greek independence. We're working with a historian here in Greece, and we're producing an exhibit on the original Olympic Games. Dr. Elizabeth Whalen Barber, who is an expert on textiles, we're doing another one on the ancient dancers of Crete. And we also have a very special exhibit that's going to be opening in just a couple weeks on the Greeks who came to the U.S. in the early 1900s and then returned to Greece to fight for Greece during the Balkan Wars. And we have a few more that are coming, but we'll have you come visit the site and surprise you with those.
This is the Alois Radio. We will return after a short break.
Φεύγες μες στο φως, γινόσουν χωρισμός, εμένα πίσω εγώ. Σ' όνειρο είχα δει φινάλε και αρχή και τρέμε το φιλί στα δύο μήκοντι. Έφυγες τη στιγμή που σου είχα αφαιθεί, που είχα αφαιθεί. Δεν είσαι εδώ, δεν υπάρχεις πια μες στη ζωή μου. Δεν είσαι εδώ, τώρα η νύχτα μετράει. Δεν είσαι εδώ, δεν είσαι εδώ. Μες στο φως έφυγες, μες στο φως έγινες χωρισμός. Έμεινα πίσω εγώ σ' όνειρο. Thank you.
We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are on the air with Despina Kreatsoulas, co-founder of the Politismos Museum, an online museum of Greek history and culture. You mentioned a few moments ago that in addition to the continued development of the online version of the Politismos Museum, there are plans in the works to develop a physical museum site as well in Sacramento, California. Tell us about these plans.
Well, it's very preliminary. Of course, we just started organizing this about a year and a half ago, but we hope that we can have a small space where we can have physical exhibits, where we can bring children in, school children, to expose them to both ancient and modern Greek history. We had done a number of exhibits with California State University Sacramento. Those were very well received by the community, and so we'd like to carry on that tradition and share our history and our culture.
How did Sacramento end up being selected? Tell us about this choice and about the Greek community there.
So Sacramento would be my hometown, and I thought that would be a really great place. We do have a large Greek American community in Sacramento. We also have a community that is very supportive of the Greek culture. The Greek festival in Sacramento is probably one of the largest cultural events attended by thousands over a three-day weekend. There's a blossoming international flavor in Sacramento as well. And so we think it's a great place for it to be.
Following the development of the museum in Sacramento, are there any plans or any future thoughts to also locate a physical museum site in Greece?
That would be great, but there are so many phenomenal museums in here in Greece already that we'd like to just be able to collaborate with all of them. And I think the most important thing is that We do want to collaborate, and we want to expose people to the amazing things that are already happening here in Greece and the places they should be going.
There's a lot of pessimism in Greece today about the country and its place in the world. How can an initiative such as the Politismos Museum contribute to a more positive image of Greece and a more positive outlook for the Greek people?
So Greece and the Greek people have had many challenges for thousands of years. There is an incredibly enduring spirit in this country, and no matter what they face, they always come through it. I think what's important is that we want to show that, despite what you hear in the news, despite crisis and all of this, there's talent, there's creativity, there's ingenuity, and there's hope, and we want to expose that.
Have you had the opportunity to collaborate with any organizations or institutions, either in the United States or in Greece?
We've worked with the California State University Department of Hellenic Studies, who has offered information for some of the exhibits we've created. The Department of Public History has offered students to help us work as interns, docents, that type of thing for programs we're creating. The Rockland Academy family of schools is working with us as we're creating a living history program to take into the classrooms. We've been very fortunate to have institutions like the War Museum, the Hellenic Army Archives share photographs with us for exhibits. We are here now speaking with historians, institutions, and academics who are graciously offering us content. I think one of the ones that we're most grateful for is before we had even opened our online doors, Alpha Bank shared their Athenian Owls exhibit with us, and it was a phenomenal opportunity for us to be able to share that as we launched.
How can young artists, creative individuals, and members of the public contribute their materials to the Politismos Museum?
They can visit our website, politismosmuseum.org. They can send an email to info@politismosmuseum.org, get in touch with us. I think that technology has really allowed people to share their family treasures as well as be able to maintain them for future generations. We would love to grow our photo archives, oral histories, that type of thing. Young people who are interested in getting involved, either writing for the magazine, sharing ideas for future stories, exhibits. We have an amazing team here in Greece, and we call them our ears and our eyes here in town. So we welcome ideas, we welcome thoughts, and we want to be a community effort.
Wonderful. Well, Despina, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series, and best of luck with your continued efforts with the museum.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity, and we hope that you'll all come and visit us online.
Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio.
Άμα δεις τα παιδιά, πες ένα γεια. Πριν αρχίσουν τελειώσανε όλα. Δεν θα ψάξει κανείς, ούτε οι γονείς. Εγώ ήρθα και φεύγω αφανείς. Άμα δεις τα παιδιά, πες ένα γεια. Γιατί ο κόσμος δεν ήταν για μένα. Ήταν πόρτες κλειστές και δικαστές. Ήταν κρύο βροχή, μια σκληρή εποχή που κανείς τους δεν είχε ψυχή. Άμα δεις τα παιδιά, πες τους μόνο ένα γεια. Από κάποιον που ήτανε μόνος, είχε κάτι να πει. Μα σ' αυτή τη σιωπή δεν υπήρξε γι' αυτόν λίγος χρόνος. Άμα δεις τα παιδιά, πες ένα γεια. Από μένα και μην εξηγήσεις. Μια κουβέρτα ψηλή σ' ένα κελί που το κλείδωσαν τόσοι πολλοί. Άμα δεις τα παιδιά, πες ένα γεια. Σε αγάπες που μ' έχουν ξεχάσει. Είναι άγριος καιρός κι είμαι μικρός. Έχω ζήσει πολλά κι η ζωή μου κυλά. Με το θάνατο τα παιδιά, πες τους μόνο ένα γεια. Από κάποιον που ήτανε μόνος, είχε κάτι να πει. Μα σ' αυτή τη σιωπή δεν υπήρξε γι' αυτόν λίγος χρόνος. Δεν υπήρξε γι' αυτόν λίγος χρόνος. κάποιον που ήταν μόνος. Είχε κάτι να πει, μα σ' αυτή τη σιωπή δεν υπήρξε γι' αυτόν λίγος χρόνος. Δεν υπήρξε γι' αυτόν λίγος χρόνος.
Take Diálogos Radio on the go with you with the new Diálogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Diálogos Radio and Diálogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just heard Yannis Varadis here on the Diálogos Radio with Amadista Pedia, and earlier we heard Dimitra Gadani with Deni Sedo. This is the Diálogos Radio, where we just wrapped up this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series and our discussion with Despina Kreatsoulas of the Politismos Online Museum of Greek History and Culture. The podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the Diálogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, BlackBerry, and Chrome, in iTunes, TuneIn.com, in a Windows Store, and in Anobex Radio, WeCast, Player FM, and Stitcher apps for various mobile devices. Keep it here for some great Greek music, and coming up right after that is our commentary of the week here on the Diálogos Radio.
Μάγεψες τη νύχτα, μάγεψες. άλλαξες και εμένα κι όλα μου τα μυστικά τα δώσα σε σένα. Μάγεψες τη νύχτα, μάγεψες και εμένα κι όλα μου τα μυστικά τα δώσα σε σένα. Μάγεψες τη νύχτα, μάγεψες και εμένα κι όλα μου τα μυστικά τα δώσα σε σένα.
Σκοτεινά τα βήματα σου ήταν γραφτό να ακολουθήσω και να δω στη μαγεμένη αγκαλιά σου, στο μαγεμένο σου βυθό. Στα σκοτεινά τα μονοπάτια είχε το σύννεφο τη λήξη να χαθώ. Δεν μπόρεσα στα δυο σου μάτια πότε μου να αντισταθώ. Αν ξαναρθείς θα έχω σβήστα όλα τα φώτα τα παράθυρα κλειστά κι από τη μνήμη μου για πάντα θα χαθείς. Μην ξαναρθείς, μην ξαναρθείς. Σκοτεινά τα βήματα σου, το δρόμο δείχνουνε που φτάνει στον κρεμό. Το πόνο γνώρισα κοντά σου, ή πια τον αναστεναγμό. Όταν σε βλέπω αρρωσταίνω, χάνω τον έλεγχο και πέφτω πιο βαθιά. Θα σου κρυφτώ, θα ξεμακραίνω, να μη σε δω ποτέ ξανά. Αν ξαναρθείς θα έχω σβήστα όλα τα φώτα τα παράθυρα κλειστά κι από τη μνήμη μου για πάντα θα χαθείς. Μην ξαναρθείς, μην ξαναρθείς. Αν ξαναρθείς θα έχω σβήστα όλα τα φώτα τα παράθυρα κλειστά κι από τη μνήμη μου για πάντα θα χαθείς. Μην ξαναρθείς, μην ξαναρθείς.
Παλιό σαν πιο κάραβο με κάτι ναύτες τρελούς πειρατές. Σηκώνει άγκυρα άγριο χάραμα, υπάρχουν θέσεις αν θέλεις καινές. Όταν βραδιάζει που λες στο κατάστρωμα, χίλια φωτάκια θα ανάβουν μικρά. Στη συντροφιά μας θα έρχεται ο άνεμος να μας φυρίζει τραγούδια παλιά. Άντε να λύσουμε, να ξεκινήσουμε και τους βαρέθηκα, δεν τους μπορώ. Να ξενυχτήσουμε και να μεθύσουμε, να τους ξεχάσουμε όλους εδώ. Παλιό
σε όποιο κάραβο λύνει τους κάβους και ανοίγει πανιά. Αφήνει πίσω στραβά και παράλογα, σηκώνει άγκυρα για μακριά. Τα ξημερώνουμε πάνω στη θάλασσα, θα βγαίνει ο ήλιος να κάνει βουτιές. Ο παπαγάλος θα λέει τους ξεφύγαμε και εμείς θα ψάχνουμε για άλλες στεριές.
Άντε να λύσουμε, να ξεκινήσουμε, και τους βαρέθηκα, δεν τους μπορώ. Να ξενυχτήσουμε και να μεθύσουμε, να τους ξεχάσουμε όλους εδώ. Άντε να λύσουμε, να ξεκινήσουμε, και τους βαρέθηκα, δεν τους μπορώ. Να ξενυχτήσουμε και να μεθύσουμε, να τους ξεχάσουμε όλους εδώ.
Πιο κάραβο με κάτι ναύτες τρελούς πειρατές. Σηκώνει άγκυρα άγριο χάραμα, υπάρχουν θέσεις αν θέλεις και ναι.
Άντε να λύσουμε, να ξεκινήσουμε, και τους βαρέθηκα, δεν τους μπορώ. Να ξενυχτήσουμε και να μεθύσουμε, να τους ξεχάσουμε όλους εδώ. Άντε να λύσουμε, να ξεκινήσουμε, αχ τους βαρέθηκα, δεν τους μπορώ. Να ξενυχτήσουμε και να μεθύσουμε, να τους ξεχάσουμε όλους εδώ.
Διάλογος Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. We just heard Vasilis Papakostandinou here on Diálogos Radio with Ένα Καράβι Παλιός Απιοκάραβο, and before that, Antonis Ramos with Αν Ξαναρεθείς, and Γλυκερία with Μάγεψε στη Νύχτα. Coming up next here on Diálogos Radio is our commentary of the week. Diálogos Radio's Commentary of the Week. Each week, Michael Navratakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on Diálogos Radio. Each year on the 25th of March, Greeks around the world commemorate the beginning of the Greek Revolution against the Ottoman Empire, a commemoration which is closely tied into Greece's national and cultural identity and with the freedom and independence of the modern Greek state after 400 years of occupation by the Ottomans. But which independence and which sovereignty are we actually talking about here? The result of the Greek Revolution of 1821 may well have been the end of 400 years of Turkish occupation and control, but what followed since then and what continues until today is a different sort of occupation, a political and economic occupation, and increasingly a cultural one as well. Modern Greece has never been an independent or sovereign state. It has been a colony and protectorate of the Bavarians, who soon after Greece regained so-called independence, brought in their royal families to rule Greece. Greece was a colony and protectorate of the British, who did what they do best, employing divide-and-conquer techniques against the Greek people in order to assert control and dominance, as was the case immediately after the end of World War II, when the British turned their backs on the rebels who resisted Nazi occupation and sided with far-right, fascist criminal elements who had been Nazi collaborators. Greece has been a colony and protectorate of the United States, who brought in so-called patriotic elements into power in the 1950s, while emptying the country of its educated youth at the time, and who later on brought a full-fledged military dictatorship to Greece in the name of freedom and democracy, of course. And since 1981, Greece has been a bona fide colony of the European Union and later the Eurozone. This sort of foreign control has become ingrained in the minds and the mentalities of most Greeks. It's a mentality one comes across every day in Greece, that Greece belongs to Europe, belongs to the West, belongs to NATO, that Greece would be nothing without the European Union and the Euro in America. While you hear others saying that Greece must be saved by another power, by the Russians, you rarely, if ever, hear anyone talk about Greece standing up on its own 2 feet as a nation and as a country without being under the umbrella of some other power, some savior, without belonging to some sort of a so-called alliance. Tell me, when this sort of neocolonial mindset predominates in your society and your national mentality, are you truly an independent, sovereign country? When the so-called political leaders of your country, who are a bunch of ignorant and repulsive clowns and traitors, downplay the significance of this national day of commemoration and tell us that on March 25th, 1821, what took place was an economic revolt, or that a new nation, pay attention to the word here, nation, was born, or that this commemoration belongs to the so-called European cultural heritage and inheritance, are you truly an independent, sovereign country? When a totality of your parliament is comprised of political parties who have exactly the same position regarding Greece remaining a part of the so-called European family, and is comprised of political figures who tell us that the memorandum and austerity agreements are a blessing, and there is absolutely no democratic debate of any kind regarding the issue of exiting the EU or the Eurozone, tell me, are you truly an independent, sovereign country? When these so-called blessings, these memorandum and austerity agreements, have resulted in a GDP decline of 25%, a decline in consumption of 28.5%, a reduction in pensions of 61%, an official unemployment rate of 26%, a 35% increase in the use of antidepressants, as well as 40% of the population living at or below the poverty line, and over 200,000 mostly young and educated people abandoning the country and migrating abroad in the past 6 years, tell me, are you truly an independent, sovereign country? When a resounding result of last July's referendum, which rejected neo-austerity measures, was itself rejected by the government which clueless people around the world hailed as the government of hope and change, by a fascist, authoritarian, and traitorous faux-leftist government which went ahead and enforced the harshest austerity agreement to date, a government which earned the electoral support of less than 20% of the Greek population, tell me, are you an independent, sovereign country? When bills that are placed before Parliament must also be reviewed and approved by Greece's European so-called partners, when these partners have the unilateral right and ability to declare Greece as being in a state of emergency, and when they can decide, for instance, what crops Greece can and cannot grow, what amounts of these crops to grow, and where Greece is allowed or not allowed to export this production, when your government's finance minister says that his government is signing anything that the Europeans ask them to sign, tell me, are you an independent, sovereign country? When the Nobel Prize-winning European Union, in which Greece apparently must remain at all costs, says that your country must accept hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants who do not even want to be there, and when there are apparently great sums of money available to support them and to support the country, Turkey, that is trafficking them into Europe, even though it is not an EU member state, while Greece is told that there is no money for salaries or pensions or healthcare, and that more cuts are needed, are you an independent, sovereign country? When this so-called European family forces your country to accept an active NATO military patrol on your land and in your waters, and forces you to accept the presence of police and military personnel from Turkey, while turning a blind eye to the thousands of violations of Greek airspace and territorial waters committed by Turkey each and every year, tell me, are you an independent and sovereign country? When Turkey does not allow Greece's official aircraft, in which the Prime Minister is traveling, to land on a Greek island and in a Greek airport, at the same time that Turkey has a police and military presence in your own country, officially and unofficially, and when Turkey considers any Greek attempt to explore for hydrocarbons in its Aegean or Mediterranean sea space an act of war, tell me, are you an independent, sovereign country? When your country does not possess its own domestic national currency, but instead uses what is in reality a foreign debt instrument, meaning the euro, and when you are unable as a country to develop and enforce your own economic, monetary, and fiscal policies, when your country is indeed forced to sell off all of its valuable public assets for ridiculously low prices to foreigners, and the proceeds from these sales also go immediately to foreign hands in the name of repaying an illegal, odious debt, tell me, are you an independent and sovereign country? When your very own government has watered down a teaching of your language, your history, and your culture, when it requires your children to learn at least 2 foreign languages, something which few other countries require, and when it enforces an education system which favors rote learning and does not leave even an inch for critical thought, when this very education system apparently teaches the new generations that they are European first and then Greek, are you truly an independent and sovereign country? When all of the major avenues and thoroughfares in Greece's major and smaller cities are named after Greece's former foreign royalty, instead of bearing the names of prominent Greeks from Greece's ancient and modern pasts, when we have avenues named after Queen Amalia and King Constantine instead of Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, Kolokotronis, and Papanikolaou, are you truly an independent and sovereign country? When you have altered and watered down the Greek language to the extent that practically half the words used in daily parlance in Greece today are English words, even though corresponding Greek words exist and were once used, are you truly an independent and sovereign country? And the icing on the cake is that if you say such things in Greece, if you ask such questions and raise such issues, you are immediately branded as a nationalist, a fascist, a Golden Dawn supporter, a racist, and every other categorization one can come up with. In other words, in modern Greece today, one who stands up for their homeland, for their language, for their history and culture is now considered some sort of far-right fringe element. We're European now, not Greek, we are told. When this mentality and this line of thinking predominates in society, especially among the young, tell me, is the country independent and sovereign? The commemoration of the start of the Greek Revolution passed just a few days ago, but today, what Greece needs is a new March 25th. How can this occur, though, when the solution for Greece's youth is to abandon the country, one that many don't even consider their homeland, without a fight? How can this take place when the prevailing attitude in Greece is one of, woe is me, what can we do, we have no choice? And when there is such fear and indeed such terror of leaving the so-called European family and missing out on the vaunted European dream. Greece needs a new March 25th, but in order for this to happen, the people of Greece need to undergo their own personal March 25th in their minds and in their attitudes. Will this ever take place, though? TheAlogosMedia.org, our website which brings you the latest news from The Alagos Radio, live streaming of The Alagos Radio 24/7, podcasts, on-demand programming, and much more. Visit us today at TheAlogosMedia.org. We just wrapped up the commentary of the week here on The Alagos Radio. Keep it here for some more great Greek music and a preview of what is coming up on our next broadcast.
Thank you. κρασί. Κι αν δεν μπορώ να σ' αγγίξω πάλι, μόνος προσπαθώ να κρυφτώ, να σε χάσω, να χαθώ. Μα δε θα δακρύσω πια για σένα.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. That was Speak Slacks with Detha Dakriso Pia Yesena here on Diálogos Radio, the worldwide Greek radio program which airs on 20 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. Today's program is just about ready to come to a close, but on our next broadcast, the Diálogos interview series will feature an interview with economist, analyst, and the general secretary of Greece's United Popular Front, Dimitris Kazakis, who will discuss with us all of the latest Greek economic developments, the refugee crisis, and other important issues. That is coming up on our next broadcast here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. We will close out today's broadcast with one final song, with Sotiria Bellu and Leles Kuvenda. Thank you for joining us once again this week here on Diálogos Radio, and have a wonderful weekend.
Γυρεύοντας μια λιώτικη ζωή. Ξέρω το όνομά σου, την εικόνα σου και πάλι απ' την αρχή. Ψάχνω για μια διέξοδο γυρεύοντας μια λιώτικη ζωή.
φτάσμα πάτη. Ξέρω το όνομά σου, την εικόνα σου και πάλι από την αρχή. Ψάχνω για μια διέξοδο γυρεύοντας μια λιώτικη ζωή. Ξέρω το όνομά σου, την εικόνα σου και πάλι από την αρχή. Ψάχνω για μια διέξοδο γυρεύοντας μια λιώτικη ζωή. Μια διέξοδο γυρεύοντας μια λιώτικη ζωή. Ξέρω το όνομά σου, την εικόνα σου και πάλι απ' την αρχή. Ψάχνω για μια διέξοδο γυρεύοντας μια λιώτικη ζωή. Κρυμμένα μυστικά και ντοκουμέντα.